But
so what's it about? Like, what's the show about?
It's about interns.
Yeah.
So they're all college students. They're all college grads. Mm-hmm. And they all get placed in this office. And a bunch of them, you get fired. If, like, it's just an internship.
Yeah.
And it's just them just hustling, grinding.
Yeah, for
different
sure.
ways to. There's a beautiful, my Turkish princess is in it.
Really?
Oh, I love her. Me and her.
What'd she do in the show?
She sluts out.
What?
She has a lot to get ahead, dude.
Damn, really?
Kinda.
Is she?
She goes very womanly. Her approach to get in with the office is to, like, get everybody coffee in the morning, get lunch for everybody, like, and the black chick's very, like, I'm just gonna fucking kick ass. Mm-hmm. Nobody can stop me. The white dude's like, I'm gonna party with everybody. So, I mean, they stereotypically got that pretty correct.
Yeah.
Just the white dude's like, I'm gonna do fucking coke with everyone in it. And the black chick's like, I'm gonna grind my ass. It's fucking good, dude. It's Dunkums, dude. The show is Dunkums. True.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of the thing of just, like, negging people for stuff they like. Like, I walked. I got to stop. Dude, my family has a hard problem with this, man. Like,
I don't think. Hold on, though. I can't. There's no way I can watch girls. If I go back. I think I remember seeing a scene where Dunkums was getting boned by Adam Driver. And I was like, this must be art.
The problem, I think my problem with girls is it triggers my PTSD of having sex with girls that look like Lena Dunham's. My PTSD of having sex with girls that look like Lena Dunham.
Oh, a bunch of Dunham's?
So I see that scene, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, I start feeling like I'm in Westchester. I'm like, shit, fuck.
That's exactly where I got mine, too.
Yeah.
Westchester must be, there's something going on there.
It's like the meteor rocks in Smallville, dude. In Westchester, true. It's just like you fucking light beer. There's like calcified light beer fragments that glow in frat houses. The girl passes out and hits her head on. You got to see Smallville, dude. I mean, this is like fucking.
Yeah, I've been in there. I've been captured by whatever that is in Westchester.
I've been captured by Dunkums in Westchester a couple times.
Yeah, dude. There's also a small alcove in Elon in North Carolina as well that'll get you.
There's Dunkums on every university, yeah. Dude. I'm a bit of a Dunkum connoisseur, dude.
True.
I've always prided myself on that. Just
prided yourself on being able to take down any Dunkums that comes your way.
For sure. And then show them
no
off.
No shame.
Show them off, too.
Brag about your Dunkies.
I brag about Dunkums hard, dude. People would do that all the time in college. Be like, check this chick out. And I'd be like, check out this Dunkums.
I'm still on that. I'm still on that where I'm like, yo, check this chick
out. You got to get some Dunkums, dude.
I got to start bragging about
Dunkies.
That's
the first page of the Kama Sutra. It says you have to practice your lovemaking skills on people who might not be that exciting to you. So you can become an excellent lovemaker on Dunkums. And it's in the Kama Sutra. Kind of fucked up, to be honest. But, you know.
In the Kama Sutra, it's like, yo, fuck some ugly people Dunkums. So you're focused on your own sexuality?
No, it's like you can practice your moves so that like you don't just like see like the hottest bae of your life, someone you just want to like just start serenading with all your boys immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to you have to just like practice on a Dunkums.
Yes.
Like especially the weird pretzel position.
I think I've been the Dunkums. I think a lot of girls have practiced on me, dude.
It's different. Because girls they're not like showing pics, like, or maybe they are.
No, they do share pics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
look at them.
True.
But with mine, they have to include he's tall. Like, they show all these pictures, like, no, he's very tall.
They're like, let's go to Six Flags again. You're like, why are you taking a picture of me next to the ride thing again? Like,
keep getting my height.
Like, this guy can ride any roller coaster. He doesn't give a fuck. But yeah, man, dude. That's what I'm trying to stop doing. My brother had to send a thing to the family text the other day, like inviting us all out to like a taco night. I think he's got a new bae, so I think he's like, hey guys, come out, like basically meet my girlfriend. Normal, nice thing to do. My sisters, like, they didn't call him gay, but they were like, you're a girl, like called him a girl basically for trying to like get people to hang out to you. It was like, Jesus, what?
Wait, he was trying to get everybody to meet his new bae?
Yeah, he's like, come out for taco night or something
that is
like
very
that.
Chick.
Yeah, well, they called him a fucking girl.
And the girls in your family did that?
Girls in my family
called
him.
Girls are the worst, dude.
Like, Jesus, man. What kind of sick and twisted family am I a part of?
People that don't have sisters have no idea what it's like to have a woman.
At least I have younger sisters, dude. You can brush. Having an older sister is just absolute
terrorism. Women in your life that are just, especially like when they're your age, yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
They can be very mean.
I have a little sister, so I can just be like, yeah, enough. You know, you guys knock it off. But yeah, then I'm like, dude, I get my family. Just so much negativity, dude. Just like, and it's just like it's just the knee jerk.
I can't get in the car with my one sister without fighting her.
Really?
Yes. Well, nonstop. Fucking nonstop, dude. I can't. Like I can't.
Does she start it? Or
no, she just tries to be herself. But she lies. She's a liar.
What?
Well, she's not a liar.
Yeah, I hear you.
She's a horse feeder.
Oh yeah, okay.
All right. A lot of girls say we go to the coffee shop and we're going to see my niece and nephew. She's like, oh, I got to get these cookies for the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to eat a cookie. That's why you're saying that. Stop saying things are for the... They shield themselves behind the kids.
You can't go
into a woman's... We got to do this for the kids.
Dude,
and I'm like...
You can't enter a woman's sweet treat subconscious, dude.
I'm like, are you going to eat one of those cookies?
That's the driving force of a woman's mental activity, sweet treats, dude.
Every single conversation with her I have is like fucking litigation. Like, I literally have to break down... Like, I'm a cunt about it, too. And I do apologize. But I can't... Like, if somebody just horse feeds... I'm like, all right, well, you're not getting it for the kids. You're getting a cookie. You're getting a cookie right now. And women, they have no time for litigation.
No.
It's because once they hit the wall.
Or they'll tie you up in their courts, and that's
they
tough.
Do, you do oh, get lost. You get tied up in litigation.
They ask you a question that,
they
like,
bleed
the
you
answers,
dry.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Answer this question. Yeah. I'm like, I'm,
didn't
I
you
have
just
to say
have
yes
tricks
this.
Last night? It's like, this isn't about the tricks. Did you have tricks, yes or no? It's like, yes, I had tricks last night.
Okay, then. It's like,
yeah,
no,
it's okay.
No, yeah,
it's like, no, we're not settled.
Exactly. That's
but no,
they rest the case on you hard.
They also just rest the case by just being like, fuck it, like just to spaz out.
Yeah, you can hold them in contempt.
They get contempt very quick. Like if you get them into a dead end, they just hit the eject button.
They rush the judge instantly.
And I got rushed several times. Sometimes tears will get you.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally, I haven't been. Same thing with my ex too.
Yeah.
There was never a time where I was in the car with her that we didn't fight. If there was a car ride over 5 minutes, there was a guaranteed argument.
Yeah, dude.
That's got to be me.
Well, yeah. What, run me through the thing. Like, what we got?
I don't know.
Maybe
if a lady horse feeds, you should just ignore it.
Yeah, dude.
I can't.
Well, yeah.
If I get hit with a horse feed, I have to be you're lying right now.
The problem is, and this, you know, I think we all do this to a degree, but I feel like women will hit you with justifications that you go,
yeah. What are you? Why would you say that? Just say I'm buying a cookie. Don't say I need to get the kids cookies.
But again, dude, it all.
And of course, when she got the cookies, the fucking dogs ate the cookies when we left the room.
Verified
that the hounds ate the cookies. Yeah, they ripped up the bag. The hounds got to the cookies, and I was like, great, it's a good thing you brought those fucking cookies.
What a perfect crime, dude, to eat all the cookies and, like, get the dogs
to the bag up. It'd be like, these dogs are going to be
destroy
sick.
Destroy a paper towel. Just shit in the backyard. And be like, look, that's disgusting.
Just in there putting the bag in your mouth, like... Yelling at dogs. Oh. You motherfuckers.
They were for the kids.
The patsies, dude. Oh. But no, she munched her cookie, and then the dogs got the kids' cookies.
Look, how many types of cookies were bought this time?
There were three chocolate chips from the Christian coffee shop I attend. And they like me there.
Do they really?
Yes. Coffee shop rules.
I mean, they see you bringing in the big sales, dude. You're going in there.
I'm bringing in family members now.
But were they the big guys?
No, they were reasonable cookies.
Okay.
They weren't huge.
So this is like a Spunkemeyer?
Yes. Okay. About Spunkins.
So no chips Ahoy. Chips
Ahoy. Ballina Spunkums.
So not like some like Chips Ahoy little
No,
guy.
It wasn't crazy. It was, yeah, it was like a regular. It's about the size of an oatmeal cream pie.
Okay. Ooh.
An oatmeal oral cream pie. I brought my, first off, I got to stop being mean to her. That's the problem.
Yeah, you
gotta, when we got there, I was like, stay in the car.
You didn't want to.
Like, I'm going in the coffee. Because I knew there was going to be a kerfuffle.
Really?
I knew there was going to be, this is what I'm getting.
Some sweets.
I'm getting sweet treats. I was like, you got to stop eating so much sugar.
Yeah.
And of course,
dude,
who am I?
That's an absolute battle, dude. And it's one of those things, too. Because, dude, it's not even like a thing like, you know, like a control thing. Like, yeah, I've seen, you know, I'm not going to be specific. I've seen Bays eat like concerning amounts of sugar to the point where I'm like, dude, you're going to die.
Well, that's it. Like, it's not like I'm like Mr. Fucking Health. I mean, she lives with me. She sees me fucking crushed, dude.
Sees you eat the trick.
Sees me eat like three steaks. Like crazy amounts of
that's
food.
That's healthy, though.
But I'm like, yo, you know sugar's bad for you?
Yeah.
Like, that's all. That's the extent. Like, fuck you. I didn't eat any sugar. I'm like, I just watched you get a milkshake.
Yeah, man.
Stop getting milkshakes.
Dude.
And then it's just a dunkums battle, dude. It's two dunkums. Clash of the dunks. Clash of the dunkums in the Chevy Cruze, dude. Just battling as to who eats more sweet treats.
Dude. Oh, my God.
And she's got a point. And, yeah, I got to stop. Like, if one time she came out, she was with my niece and nephew. They were watching Trek.
Mm-hmm.
She came out of the back room where she came out. Dunkles. Shrek was in the back with the kids. She came out while we're watching a fucking game. She comes out and she's like, the kids want you to watch this. Did I tell you this already?
No.
She's like, and I'm sorry I'm crushing her on this because I know she listens. She came out. She was like, the kids want everybody to watch this Halloween Shrek clip.
Yeah.
We need to find it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do the kids want us to watch this? Fucking the two-year-old was like, hey, we got to go show these guys this funny clip just watched. Or did you like it and you want to show us? Mm-hmm. She's like, just an instant fight. I'm like, just admit you want us to see it. That's all. And say, hey, everybody, watch this clip.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the kid wants you to see this.
So you're just in service of the truth.
I can't stand the fucking horse feeding when it comes to just like, don't. And then she would sell it. She'll sell the show. She'll be like, it's so funny. You got to fucking see this thing. You're like, you watch this. Wait till you see this. I'm like, dude, just say you want us to see
it. Dude, it sounds sweet, dude.
It was nice, but I need the truth.
Cop up.
I said, just admit you want us to watch the Shrek thing. Then you know, the family gets involved. They're like, Shane, shut the fuck up. Stop antagonizing your sister. And I'm like, I can't shut the fuck up. I'm like, well, I just wanted to fucking admit it. Just admit it. And then like 10 minutes later, I'll be like, just admit it. It's not good. I got problems.
No, dude. I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. Just let it go.
Every woman in my life has hated me eventually for this, almost this exact reason.
Same here, bro.
Yeah, same. It's good to get the wedding ring on that pound. Eventually she's going to hate me. Sick.
That's a tough thing to come to grips with, the fact that, like she'll just like coming to grips with the fact that like I'm just like inherently annoying.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's
embarrassing.
Tough pill to swallow. Like Joel sit there and like being like kind of a bad mood, and I'll just like start like moonwalk. I'll just start doing shit just to bother.
Yeah, you can't. Yes. That brings me to I had to give Phil a lesson on this last night. Mm-hmm. So last night before dinner, he was on his phone over the food. The food was on the island. My mom always, dish up, everybody. She says, fucking dish up. Yeah, and I yell it before she yells it now. And she's like, shut up. Because I know what she's going to say at all times. But so Phil's standing there. Phil's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Football. So he's got some bets coming in. He's got to take a look. Yeah. And I went behind him and went, go, Phil, what are you doing? And I grabbed his sides. He got so fucking pissed. I scared the shit out. I scared him so much that he elbowed my sister. Oh. And dude,
did he drop his phone?
No, he held on to it. But I've never seen someone spaz this hard, dude. Phil spazzed. I go, Phil, what are you doing? He's like, God damn, you fucking idiot. Like, he fucking spazzed, dude. And then my mom was laughing. Me and my mom were laughing. He was like, you two fucking idiots. And then I was like, what'd you call mom? And he's like, I was talking to your sister. Like, while angry, he had to deflect. he spazzed for a solid 10 minutes. He was furious, dude.
Dude, honestly, Brittany's been scaring me lately. And it's been my same reaction. Like, it's not fucking funny. It's so funny. It's so mad, dude.
It's so funny to scare someone that they get mad, dude. Fuckers. Phil, I've never, he hasn't. And then I realized I'm airing my family out pretty hard on this. But it was Monday, which is when he definitely never drinks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drink on Mondays.
Really?
So he's always so mean on Mondays. He's always so fucking angry. And then he'll be like, oh, it's Monday, you're not drinking? He's like, yeah, that's it, Shane, sure. Yeah, it's because I'm not drinking, Shane. Asshole. He's like,
dude, actually, I came up with a pretty sick idea. Maybe this exists about betting.
Grab this side. Motherfucker.
Dude, that's such a... You fucking idiot. It's not you.
You two fucking
referring
assholes.
Referring to our daughter as a fucking idiot, not my wife. Dude, so, you know, anyone can take this if they want to just, you know, obviously, like, make $1 million. A betting site, a betting app, where when you lose, a portion of your losses go towards a charity. That way you don't feel so bad when you lose money.
Yeah, that's all you have to say.
And then when you win, you get the option to do like a little, like a checkout. Like, do you want to give like 2% of the winnings? Not that bad of an idea.
$1 million idea.
I think it's $1 million.
You should send that over to Barstool. They could use the positive PR and their new book. They're in Philly right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm more of like a, I like to just transmit ideas out in the universe. Just say, hey, take someone who wants this, go do it, bro. Go take it.
Yeah.
I'm up to my knees in projects, dude. I can't start a humane betting. I'm up to my knees in projects, dude. I can't start a fucking...
So not very high.
Pretty fucking high, dude.
Up to my knees.
If you were up to your knees in snow, would you say this is a little bit of snow?
True. I'll give you that, but that's the saying.
Up to my neck.
Yeah.
I'm up to my knees, dude.
You just started, though.
I'm being accurate.
If you were up to your knees in water, would you be like, help, I'm drowning?
I'd be like, this is a lot of water here.
True.
I'm up to my knees in this water.
You'd be like a newscaster. You know when they like fake how flooded it is? Like sit in a boat and then somebody walks behind them and they're